Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. We're back. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, it's 7:06 in the morning. Yeah, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Feel free to give us a call this morning and say hello. KCNR1460.com is how we're streaming out, and you can join our chat room in there. Hop on and say hello. And, gosh, you know, hey, Bad Bob, big weekend, huh?
Indeed. Lighted Christmas parade. Cold, and crowds were a little bit thinner, but still a lot of folks out there really getting the kickoff to the Christmas season, and a foreshortened one this time around.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And, sweetheart, we got back right at the end of the parade.
We did. We drove in. Oh, wait, well, you know what?
It was like an hour after
we had such a wonderful time. We carried the storm with us to Albuquerque. We came back from Albuquerque, which was wonderful. We'll have to go. We'll tell you all about the trip in a little while and how wonderful it was. And everybody at the, you know, we just came at the tail end of a lot of those people who were iced out of Dallas. And so the airports were mayhem. But anyway, we're back, and we got back late last night and realized that everything was frozen. Like, they're still frozen in the backyard. Well, who's to say what's frozen or what's happening in Wall Street? There's a full of fire. Let's go to Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor this morning. Josh, good morning. What is happening on Wall Street?
Well, good morning. Well, markets are positive this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 32 points at 16,052, while the Nasdaq's up 12 at 4,075, and the S&P 500's up 4. At 1,809. Oil's down a nickel at $97.60 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.87%. Gold's up 32 cents this morning at $1,235, while silver's up 9 cents at $19.61 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Qualcomm's up a nickel at $73.81, Facebook's down 4 pennies at $47.90, and Apple is up $4.98 at $565 a share. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley, the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 because if anybody knows what's happening in Wall Street, it's our friends with the Walls our Wells Fargo Advisors, right there. They're the ones. Stop by Park Marina Drive, too. They got great offices down
there. Okay, currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios. Morning frost this morning, folks, so be careful. I know that I was turning around the corners downtown there, that there was some slush and still some ice. It's going to be around 50 today. Frost tonight with temperatures around 31. We will be giving you updates with weather, and we would like to always thank Shasta Gas Propane because they sponsor the weather, Chuck and Judy Kinney, and they started Shasta Gas at 1997. You know, it is locally owned, and they give senior and veterans discounts. So we love them, and they are, again, wonderful sponsors of our weather. Okay, you want to shout out to a couple people that that we saw yesterday that we went to the Republican Women's Tea yesterday. It was spectacular. We want to shout out to all the people that made that just a wonderful event.
Dr. Maria Salas.
Dr. Maria Salas
was the
chair.
One that was the chair on that, but the number of things were happening. Saw a lot of people. But first, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. And we've got a lot of things to talk about. You know, the weather here, this is the longest. Okay, maybe it's just me. I've only lived here since 2007, but I've never seen snow in Reading last this long. since I've been here in the last, what, 6 years? Going on 7 years. Maybe it has, but I remember it's only snowed once, but this is, snow has lasted like 3 or 4 days.
Broken branches.
Yeah, broken branches.
A little sad on that one, but.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. You know what? We're going to be hitting medical care too. You think you caught your, I think the only thing you lost was your doctor and your insurance? Wrong.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, State Granite and Things. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West.
And it's the British Isles and the Ruby Princess. So Brian, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the Princess Cruise Line and some of the plans that we have for the special trip.
And their links to the veterans.
And absolutely, be happy to do that. And thank you again for the opportunity to get to visit with you about this wonderful cruise that you're taking. Yes, August 15th through the 27th, so it's a 12-night voyage on the beautiful Ruby Princess, a ship that actually came out in 2008 and was our newest ship until just recently, carries just about 3,000 guests. And this particular cruise, and by the way, Princess Cruises, we have 18 ships and we literally travel to all seven seas, literally all over the world. And in 2015, we'll celebrate our 50th anniversary. So certainly a well-known brand.
Wow.
And yeah, we're the largest premium brand in the cruise industry, and we have our friends at Avanti Travel in Reading who sell a lot of our product, and we'll tell you more about them shortly. But this cruise will leave out of London on the August the 15th, I should say, and go to some wonderful places such as the Channel Islands, up into Ireland, both Cork and Dublin, and then also up into Northern Ireland to Belfast, on to Glasgow in Scotland, a day of cruising the North Sea, and then out to an unusual place, the Orkney Islands, also a part of Scotland, and that's Kirkwall. And then you can go on your search for the Loch Ness Monster in Inverness as the ship pulls into Invergordon. And then a real highlight will certainly be in Edinburgh, Scotland, not only just for the day that you spend there, but we have arranged, especially just for this group, for you all to be able to go to see what's a 60-year tradition at the Edinburgh Castle, which is called the Military Tattoo. And it is simply spectacular. And certainly, Linda, with your background in the entertainment industry, I think you'll particularly enjoy this really breathtaking hour-and-a-half performance that features military precision drills. They have mass bands, bagpipes, drums, all representing the various international Scottish regiments. And it's an incredibly rich pageant and very, it's actually the most popular traditional Scottish program that's put on each year. And it's only for a couple weeks in August, so we're glad that we grabbed these tickets for you. So that's one thing we're doing. And then after the Military Tattoo, which, again, people will thoroughly enjoy, you have a day at sea on the North Sea. And then you will pull into Le Havre, where you will have the opportunity to travel to the beaches of Normandy.
So is that we're going to have to take a break on that one, Brian, but let's talk when we come back, we'll go back. Okay, let's go with the visual of from when we get to the last port and going into Normandy, stay with us on that one. We're going to talk a little bit more about the military tattoo too and the prince of this particular special trip that we just really hope that if you've been, for those listeners that have been thinking about, oh my God, it's like you look at your life and you think, why not? Why not? Okay. I know we like spend, oh, I got to do my roof. I got to do my sprinklers. Why not take this spectacular voyage along with us? We had to make a choice in our life and we said we are all in. So we'd love to have you join us. And on the phone with us is Brian Rudemacher with Princess Cruises. We're going to talk about Normandy when we get back right after these messages on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusty wipe down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ray John, board member of Youth for Christ Shasta. We're the organization standing in the gap for the youth of our area with successful programs and services that address the most difficult challenges they face. This Christmas, give a gift that can change the life of one young adult, maybe lost or on the wrong track, leading only to despair. But your generosity can change that course. Give us a call to find out more at 224-7200. A changed life, that's what Christmas is all about. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Exciting and new. Come aboard.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio.
Jack Jones.
KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. That's right. Your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. Cars, trucks, or SUVs, go on down and talk to your neighbors who are going to give you great deals on these vehicles, whether new or previously owned, and their service department is absolutely fabulous. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177, Reading Crown Motors. Our guest is Brian Rudemacher, Business Development Manager for Princess Cruises. One of the things we talked about, Brian, when we left, was going on to being able to see, because of the Salute to the Veterans cruise, the military tattoo in Edinburgh is when you think of it in a stadium, it is not a large stadium at all. It's a smaller stadium that doesn't have. I mean, everybody's got a pretty good. No matter where you are, you're able to see everything from there.
Well, you're correct. And then the other thing that we did do was to line up seats that are premium seats as well.
Wow! Front and center.
Which is a good thing. These tickets, as you would imagine, are a hot ticket, and they go fairly quickly. And in particular, because it's only held for a certain period of time, a couple weeks in the month of August.
Okay. I mean, when you think about that, you've got all year long, but it only runs for 3 weeks in August. And again, one of the highlights on for us to take this trip is that you've got those tickets secured for our group, which is, I feel really special.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we're happy to do it. And in pursuing that, it took pulling some strings here and there, but you know what? It worked out, happy that it did. And then, real quick, before we forget, we want to mention Avanti Travel's phone number.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, and which is 244-1400, 244-1400 right there in Reading. Of course, area code 530. And they are ready, willing, and able to assist you in your booking.
Well, the whole thing, one of the reasons we got involved in this, because, you know, when you say salute to the veterans, was that you all and the in Princess Cruises have a relationship with veterans, in the sense that the boss is a veteran.
He's a Vietnam vet, Alan Buckaloo.
Right.
We also salute veterans, both active and retired, in that any time they sail with us, we provide what's called a shipboard credit. It's basically spending money, and that's automatic. Any cruise on any Princess ship anywhere in the world, whether it's a 3-day coastal or around the world, we provide a nice bit of spending money for veterans.
That and the other thing too is that there's going to be some other things that are happening on this cruise with a book and all this. Normandy though, there's
Normandy,
going to be
right.
Opportunity to for the group to head to Normandy and to walk the beaches, of course, for D-Day, and to see the cemetery that's above the beaches there.
Right, and so that's another set of tickets that we procured for the Normandy Beaches tour, and that's actually taking place this last day of the cruise before you arrive back into London on the 27th, so the 26th of August will be the day at Normandy. By the way, of course, next year marks the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings. And this particular tour will give you the chance to go to Cauvelles-sur-Mer, which is the home of the cemetery, the Normandy American Cemetery and Memorial, where there are actually 10,000 soldiers that were killed during the Normandy operation. So obviously it's an incredibly moving experience, and I know you have a personal connection, if I'm remembering correctly.
My father landed at Normandy, and it was a significant part of his life. He would talk about a lot of things, but he did not talk about that day specifically after that. But I've never been there, and I always wanted to go back to Normandy with him, but my father passed away before we could do that. So this will be an opportunity for me to go back and to see firsthand, to walk along those beaches that he was on 70 years ago.
Correct. So that's kind of a fitting way. And as you mentioned earlier, there'll be other things that we'll be doing actually on board the ship in addition to these two special excursions. But what a way to tie up towards the end of the cruise to have this visit over to Normandy and Omaha Beach and all the history that's included there.
And again, we leave August 15th next year, so that's plenty of time to make your plans. But if you call now to Avanti Travel at 244-1400, like within the next few days, you're going to get some wonderful, just going to get some great information. And the people there at Avanti are fabulous. Again, Bob and Alice Garrity are going to travel with Carl and myself, and we have some great friends joining us. We'd love to have you join us for this special trip to salute the veterans on the British Isles and the Ruby Princess with the gang out of Avanti. And they are a wonderful agency. You know, they're locally owned again. And we love to do our business with locally owned anything, how we stand for here at KCNR. So please come and join with Carl and I as we do a salute to the veterans on the Ruby Princesses. And Brian, we just applaud you and applaud the fact that you've been so, what's the word I want to say? You've
really helped, you've helped us come together by finding those tickets that are hard to get and to make this, I mean, to make this into something, because when we sat down, we said, look, we can't, you know, you can't be a salute to the veterans unless you have, you know, something that happens, and you all made it, you all put yourselves out to make it special so that everybody will have a memory, you know, as we talked about.
Absolutely. And I appreciate the kind sentiments, and I'm very appreciative, and speaking for everybody at Princess, that you folks have decided to lend your names and support to this wonderful cruise. I think it's going to be fantastic. And as you mentioned, Linda, and by the way, these incentives, if you will, the upgrades, also a specialty dining option on board the ship, some reduced deposit of only $100 per person, and then further shipboard credit that you don't have to be a veteran to get, those are coming to an end actually on December 15th. So it's sort of one of these speak now.
Yeah.
Because, and by the way, that deposit's fully refundable. So, you can book and then, if you decide not to go, get that deposit
which
back.
Which is very
some wonderful incentives right now.
Very reasonable. And we've been, people are, we'll call them trickling in because they are, okay, we're going to do it. We're pulling the trigger. We're going to do it. That's it. We're in. And so we've been really enjoying the fact that we've got some friends and family that are just, they're going to be with us. So we, again, we know that our loyal listeners, would really enjoy this to be with us. We'd love to have to be with you, make these, you know, special memories. Brian, thanks so much for calling, and we'd like to have you call back again, and like maybe next month we'll talk more about what's happening, especially we'd love to hear about the, more with the guy who is in charge of Princess Cruises and more about Normandy and maybe some of your travel experiences through, Princess, history. We're going to go out with the Love Boat one more time by one who I think is one of my favorite vocalists, Jack Jones. But every time you think about the Love Boat, you think about, ooh, what's that? There's some stuff that happened on those cruises.
Absolutely. But thank you for having me. I really appreciate the chance to visit with you both.
Thanks, you bet, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Okay.
The same to you.
Thanks, Brian.
Won't hurt anymore.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays. And thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Redding area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is retired Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. Military budgets are often already stretched to their limits and do not contain a lot of money for buying Christmas food and presents. However, military families are also some of the most deserving people during the holiday season. To help thank these military families for the sacrifices made year-round, Homeward Bound offers a program to make Christmas possible for deserving military families, especially those with children who deserve to have a joy-filled Christmas. Military families who would like to participate in this program and can show proof of need may submit their wish lists to Homeward Bound. Phone number is 378-2280. And remember, get your application in as soon as possible because spaces fill up fast. If you'd like to donate to Homeward Bound for our military family Christmas, remember 100% of your donation goes to food and toys this holiday season to our Northern California veterans and their families. Thank you for supporting Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Ooh, welcome back to KCNR 1460. 36 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we are going to have a morning frost this morning, so be careful when you're out and about. Dan, there'll be frost tonight with temperatures around 31. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy, Kenny, owners of Shasta Gas Propane, where there are warm, our customers are our warm friends. I love that. And it's all with an R. So, check out Shasta Gas Propane and, they're locally owned. They are wonderful sponsors of the morning weather on KCNR 1460.
What kind of beer do you drink, Bob?
Well, I've developed the Blue Moon Pale Ale, or Blue Moon Ale, yeah, is my stuff of choice. Either that or, of course, Guinness.
Okay.
Or Guinness, huh? Okay. So, they're looking at the types of beer, 9 beers that people no longer drink. Some of them I haven't even heard of. La Blotte Blue.
Oh, yeah. That's a Canadian or something.
Budweiser.
You're kidding.
No, Bud.
It's, you know what? They were,
not after the Super Bowl. Those are the best commercials ever.
That may be.
How about Coors and Can?
Let me see.
Do they even do that
Heineken
anymore?
Heineken Premium Light.
God, that's all my era.
They're just going by ones that are doing the, let me see what else. Old Milwaukee, Milwaukee's Best Light, Heineken Premium Light. It looks like the light beers are taking it. And, that thing about Budweiser really surprised me, though. Yeah. And they're talking about, and this is just, of course, this is out of a, you know, they're just looking at sales of, you know, the amount of barrel, Miller Genuine Draft.
Pilsners are falling out of favor.
Milwaukee's Best Premium, beers. Budweiser Select. Oh my gosh.
More hoppy beers, stuff with a little more substance to it seems to be now taking over. A lot of your ales, porters, things of that nature.
Oh, and we traveled, a lot of people are making their own beer. We, traveled, when we were in Albuquerque, after Jennifer had her pinning for her RAN, we went to her friend's house who had a gathering to celebrate, and he said, yeah, I make 3 beers. 3 different kinds of beers. Yeah. And we, really? I said, have you ever had them blow up in the garage? Because my dad did.
By the way, the one that's lost the most marketing, this is a sales loss between 2007 and 2012, 69% was the Michelob Light. How about that? Anyway, they've, so it's, I just, you know, you don't picture that on people losing that much, you know, people not drinking that kind of beer because of all the, I think when you get into all these others that are almost like, the boutique beers. You know, they're not really boutique beers. They come from the larger, you know, from breweries that started, and now they're making more and more beer that we see around here, both down in Chico and on the coast there. White Shark, or Great White, is that it? That's part of one of them.
Lost Coast Brewery.
Yeah. Lost Coast Brewery, yeah. That's some great stuff. And it's got that, and you've got the, what's the other one, Sierra Pacific down
Sierra
there?
Nevada.
Sierra Nevada.
Well, they kind of pretty much gave the whole craft beer, small brewery craft beer movement a kick.
I know. And all these, and we've got our own, you know, you can make your own beer right here in town, in fact, down at the, down there in the, Cubular Shopping Center down there.
Yeah.
You've got a, you can make your own beers down there. Okay. Hey, when we come back, we've got, Gary.
Very interesting.
Yeah,
next
general
hour.
Manager of Wind River is going to be with us. And we're going to be talking about, Oh, we're going to be talking to Daniel when we get back, too. We just kind of completely forgot about, hey, Daniel. Daniel, when we come back, you're going to get to you first. All right. I'm sorry, Daniel. We're just sitting here prattling along as we go. I hope you can hang on, partner. It wasn't written down. We didn't write that down. Anyway, we'll be right back after the news, and we have Gary Hayward, who's the general manager of Wind River Casino and Hotel now. Anyway, we'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A tracking website estimates more than 1,000 flights are already canceled today as a storm that's taken days to move from the west lumbers farther into the northeast.
We've had a pretty broad storm that's affected large parts of the country. And over the past 24 hours, the focus for the worst weather has been across parts of the mid-Atlantic region, specifically northern Maryland, southeastern Pennsylvania, southern New Jersey, and Delaware, where very heavy snowfall fell over a very short period.
That's Bob Orovec with the National Weather Service. The seemingly never-ending storm that coated parts of Texas in ice struck with unexpected force on the East Coast yesterday, blanketing some spots in a foot of snow and grinding highways to a halt. Industry analyst Toby Lundberg says the average U.S. price of gasoline has increased 3 pennies a gallon over the past 2 weeks. She says it's an upward trend.
They're up 3 cents in the past 2 weeks to $3.28 per gallon. And this is a total of 6 cents in the past 4 weeks.
And Lundberg says that the price of a gallon of regular is now on average nationwide at $3.29 a gallon. The Reverend Nieke Lamprecht is pastor of the Dutch Reformed Church in East Pretoria and says that his church was a bastion of the former apartheid regime, just one of those remembering the legacy of Nelson Mandela.
Our congregation was in history the congregation where all the state presidents and the prime ministers worshipped.
South Africa's reflection on Mandela's astonishing life was a prelude to a massive memorial set for Johannesburg's stadium on Tuesday that will draw world leaders and luminaries. They will gather to mourn, but also to salute the achievements of the prisoner who became president and an emblem of humanity's better instincts. And among those attending, President Obama and two former U.S. presidents, including George W. Bush and Bill Clinton. On Wall Street, the Dow is doing well. It's up by about 12 points. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
8 major tech giants are calling for tighter controls on government surveillance.
The companies, including Google, Facebook, and Twitter, have issued an open letter to President Obama. The letter says while governments have a duty to protect citizens, recent revelations have, quote, highlighted the urgent need to reform government surveillance practices worldwide. The letter notes the balance is tipped too far away from the rights of the individual and in favor of the state.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. The letter follows revelations by former National Security Agency contractor Edward Snowden, who leaked details of the secret programs that critics say violate privacy rights. The renewed bloodshed in Iraq shows no sign of letting up. A series of attacks today, including a car bomb outside a cafe, have killed at least 18 people. Officials say the cafe blast happened about 35 miles north of the capital city of Baghdad, killing 12, wounding 24. 3 more bombings around the country killed an additional 6 people. This is SRN News. Before Aaron Collins died, he gave his brother a mission. Eat, be merry, and leave a huge tip.
One recent night, Seth Collins of Lexington, Kentucky, did just that, leaving a $500 tip for a Friendly's waitress in Springfield, Vermont. It's part of a nationwide tour that Collins is carrying out in the name of his brother, who died in July 2012 at the age of 30. In a story provided by the Eagle Times of Claremont, the Friendly's waitress says it's the nicest thing anyone has ever done.
That's SRN's Rich Thomason reporting. Chobani says it will air its first Super Bowl ad this February, a move intended to make the Greek yogurt company more of a household name. The debut on advertising's biggest stage comes as Greek yogurt continues to surge in popularity. Known for its thick texture, tart taste, Greek yogurt now accounts for more than a third of U.S. yogurt sales. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we, of course, are streaming at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. See what's going on in there. And I tell you what, let's start off with our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. What's going on with the market?
Well, good morning. Well, markets remain positive this morning. Dow's up 8 points, 16,028. NASDAQ's up 10, 4,073. And the S&P 500's up 4, 1,809. Oil's down 7 cents a barrel at $97.57, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.87%. Gold's up $7.60 at $1,236, while silver's up 28 cents at $19.72 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart's up 4 pennies at $79.98. Procter & Gamble's up 16 cents at $84.68, while Ford is down 8 pennies at $16.62. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, at 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. They're keeping their fingers on the pulse of Wall Street, and they can tell you what's going on with their investments and what's hot and what's not. Again, 243-7561. Let's go to the phones real quick. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for waiting.
Hey, thank you for waiting, Daniel.
Well, I'm just making this short and quick. You know, the other day was Bob's birthday, and I didn't get a chance to call in and say happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Bob.
Happy belated birthday, and this is one of the only few times in my life when I call and say you're older than me.
There you go. Yeah, it is. Bob's birthday over the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, the only other thing, you know, I drive a bus quite a bit.
Right.
And during the course of the snow coming down and the ice and all that, I saw a whole bunch of people who forgot one of the fundamental things about driving out there.
What's that?
That's when you go across the bridge and it's icy. The bridge is almost always going to be icy when the roads aren't. So, people, you got to watch for those. That's just basic driving fundamental 101.
Okay.
Well, thank you for the reminder.
Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Take care. Bye.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's go to Elizabeth.
Wow, that was quick.
That was quick. Elizabeth, we understand you're moving away.
Oh, you found out.
We are so bummed. Yeah. We're happy for you. Happy, sad. Okay.
Thank you.
Anyway. Well,
let me tell you what's going on at the Reading Tea Party tonight.
Okay.
Just in time for the holiday season, we are going to have a conservative comedy featuring Eric Golub. And I'm going to give you just a tiny little bit of a bio on Eric. He's a politically conservative Jewish blogger, author, public speaker, and comedian. His book trilogy is Ideological Bigotry, Ideological Violence, and Ideological Idiocy. He's from the East Coast. He has an MBA from USC. He's a stockbroker. His profession is a stockbroker since 1994. He has spoken in all 50 states. He has written for Breitbart's Big Hollywood, Tucker Carlson's Daily Caller, WorldNet Daily. He's been linked to Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, Hugh Hewitt, Mark Stein, and the list goes on and on and on. And he's a really funny guy. He wants everybody to know that if he ever says anything that offends you in any way, you probably deserve it. And after years of dating liberals, he has finally seen the light and now only dates Republican women. So it should be hilarious. And I think the timing is beautiful. to have somebody put a really fun spin on all that encompasses politics in our world today. So that's at 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Okay.
At Destiny Fellowship Church, 6 o'clock. Get there early if you want to get a seat.
Okay. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Oh, you man, bet. I'll tell you what, I'm so happy. You know, it's so great to be back on the air and back in, Reading. And we were so happy to be back in our own bed. I think I'm going to start calling and saying, do you have a sleep number? Because, I'll tell you something, it was nice really to come back, and I felt after I was sick and we traveled, it was just nice to be back in my sleep number bed.
Well, my sleep number is 35, and you dropped yours down because you said I seem to be sleeping all the
That's
time.
That's why I call it my sleep number, because I have my own number,
That's
and I'm
right.
45. But last night I went to 40.
That's right, because, you know, as we get a little bit older, a little bit traveling, that's what happens. Now, you know, because you have that dual technology there for the bed, so I can have my number and you can have yours. But now we have the AirFit pillow, and that's an adjustable pillow, and I know you really like that because now that adjusts to you just like the bed does.
Spoils us, so when you travel, you're like, what?
What a great gift it would be. Great, you know, the gift of sleep. The gift of rest here. And you can do that. You know, 8 million other people have done this, and with a bed that is made in the United States and is guaranteed. What can you say? And now the AirFit adjustable pillow. There's only one place to find the AirFit adjustable pillow, and that's at your Sleep Number store. And right now it's at a special 30% savings. And with their Love It or Exchange It program, you can't go wrong.
Love It or Exchange It.
And where's that Sleep Number store? It's in the Target Shopping Center. It's right there. You can go down and see and talk to the professionals there. They will let you lay on one of these beds, and they're going to tell you what your sleep number is. You can't do – yeah, you know what? You can't go wrong.
You're like
with
an infrared technology. It's interesting.
It's absolutely fantastic. Sleep Number. All right, Ray, we're going to be right back after these messages. Gary Hayward is with us, general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino.
I think this
is the first time you've been with us like this. So we're going to, like, we've got all these questions.
It's looking fit and sassy and ready to get down with what's going on with the Wind River.
Awesome.
We'll be right back.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
The Northern California Veterans Museum cordially invites you to our fundraising banquet and auction, Saturday, February 1st, 2014, at Wind River Casino. Our mission is to remember and never forget our American military heroes. So come join us for a great, fun-filled evening and support the Northern California Veterans Museum. For tickets, contact Jones Fort at 222-3223 and North Valley Bank Loan Center at 226-2930. Together, we can build a world-class museum in Northern California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is currently 36 degrees in the downtown studios. A bundle up. Morning frost this morning, so be careful. And like Daniel said, when you cross those bridges, folks, look at those bridges as a sign of slippery, icy. And don't be driving fast. I understand that there was a Corvette and a bunch of pileups. Our girlfriend Karen was traveling over. She was saying that when she has two passovers to get over when she goes to Shasta Lake City, and she said it was piled up.
Those like overpasses.
Yeah. However you want to talk, you know, it depends on how you look from right to left or left to right. Overpass, pass over. Okay, go ahead.
It's a good thing that this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got in-store deli, the North State's nutrition expert with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements that you can absolutely find. And, of course, amazing foods for life that they've started there with this gluten-free, with all the great things you can have for Christmas and all the holiday season that's actually, you know, healthy for you. They're located at 221 Locust Street, right there in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call, 244-9141, 244-9141. We can't say enough about our friends at Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Gary. Finally, Gary Hayward, General Manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. Good morning.
Ta-da!
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, you know, for people that don't know you, you're not just a Johnny-come-lately here. you've been with the, organization for how long?
Since day one. So day April 23rd, 1993, we opened the doors and I was there selling bingo paper.
Selling bingo paper.
Paper, yeah. Bingo paper.
Yeah.
Did you ever keep one of those? That's such a, like, you know, frame it.
I've actually came across a few things. I have a scrapbook started 21 years ago and it's still growing. So we're still growing along with it. So it's kind of nice, you know.
Okay. So when you start then, of course, I guess you're starting right there at, you know, selling bingo paper, and then you work your way through.
So right. I came home from the military. I was in the Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I spent most of my time overseas, which was great. Came home, lived in Wisconsin for a while, went to school, worked for UPS. My gramps called me and said, we're building the bingo hall that we'd talked about for all those years, and said, I want you to come home and learn it. And so I gave my notice and I packed up and I came home. And about 9 months later, we opened it up.
And this started out as a bingo hall.
Yes.
You guys were in a tent, from what I understand. It was like, what was the hall?
We actually started with a metal fabricated building that was usually used as a storage type facility.
I love it.
And we're still using that facility for our events that we have down there. So we're still using that 21 years later. And we've changed the face on it a few times, but it's still pretty effective for us. So we're continuing to use that.
Okay. So then for people that, you know, for us, I mean, we've been here for like 7 years. So, you know, and since we've been here, you know, Wind River's been here, but now going back, so it started out as a bingo hall.
Yeah.
And then it's progressed since then, obviously.
Yes. We actually started the design of the hotel several years ago. As we all know, Tommy took a dive. We took a step back. We reassessed everything and we scaled the project down to a more feasible, doable project, and we made sure we kept moving it forward, and we were able to start last October. And we were fortunate to have a contractor like Gifford involved, and they really, really stepped up and made it happen. And at the end of the day, we're open about a year later, and it's awesome.
So we are so excited for you.
Now there's been the soft opening has been going on here. And and forgive my ignorance in case I've missed something, because we've been gone for 3 or 4 days, but When's the big one?
We're looking at, we don't have an exact date.
Okay.
Sometime in January, we're looking for a grand opening. We're actually putting that together. We're going to get that out as soon as possible. We're really looking forward to getting the grand opening going. There's going to be a lot of fun events going on. We'll probably last a good week solid. And we'll definitely let you guys know ahead of time.
Well, we like that, an idea of a week-long party that we can get involved in here. When building this, and we were just talking about some of the things you're doing to make the hotel special, is that even selecting beds, that you brought in all different kinds and then let people try them out. So you could say, you know, is this the best one? And, you know, everybody had a chance in the management side to say, this is the kind of bed we'd like to have here.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
I mean, that's special.
That is. That's like, we want the best for our customers, and let's all take a vote.
Right.
And so I love the fact you said that you had four or five there that everybody could try for a week or so, and you took a vote on what's going to be the best. And, you know, and I think that's indicative of what you represent for our community. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about, all that Wind River does to give back. And how wonderful. I also want to share with our listeners the event that we attended yesterday was a brand new in using Wind River as their event, and how you work with so many of our local fundraisers that are starting to move their fundraisers now into Wind River because you're making it like really easy for people and they're liking it. So let's talk more about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054. Or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Here's something to think about this holiday season. Adamson's Peak Performance, home of the best training around, now has memberships. We've moved to a huge new location and taken with us that same clean, safe, and non-threatening atmosphere. Now you can choose to work out by yourself or in a group, and when you're done, saunter into the executive locker rooms and enjoy a sauna. How would you like to be a member of the most unique training center in Reading? You can, at very affordable rates for individuals, couples, and families. Just come see us at 3050 C Street and make sure to tell us that Carl and Linda Bott sent you.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town's more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
I want an official Red Rider carbon action 2-inch rolling ball arrow.
Shoot your eye out.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Story.
Randy lay there like a slug.
One boy's quest for his ultimate Christmas present.
My triple dog, Darius.
November 16th through December 14th.
If we don't hurry, we're going to miss all the good trees.
For tickets, visit the Cascade Theater or cascadetheater.org. A Christmas Story, November 16th through December 14th.
You are either a bully, a toady, or one of a nameless rabble of victims.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. Again, our lows tonight are 31, so if your pipes aren't frozen, our fountain is... I like that. Do you like the guitar rush?
I like the guitar.
Right,
but
there.
When we're talking about 31 degrees, we ought to also be talking about our friends from Alliance Heating and Air and Martin and his crew. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We've been talking about this for months, my friends, about coming down and having him out there to make sure that you're heating system was working, was primed, the ducts were working, all the filters were clean. Now, if you're having problems, you give him a call because he'll be there. 221-2642. He and all of his crew there. I can't say enough about their professionalism that they bring to every job. Give him a call again. 221-2642. If you're having any types of problems with your heaters, they can handle any type of heater, any type of machine there. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Gary Hayward, who is the Wind River Resort and Casino General Manager. He's been with them from the very beginning selling bingo cards and has worked his way through until now he's the general manager. Did you ever see yourself doing that?
You know, I didn't start out seeing myself doing that, but when we had a management company running the place, mm-hmm. I saw myself wanting to because of the way it was being ran. Once the tribe was able to take that ownership and have the management in place, it was definitely a goal of mine to get it to where it is today.
So you could see that there was, you needed to be, have that feeling from within as opposed from, organization that was outside.
The outside organization didn't understand the community.
Right.
We did understand the community because we're from the community. So we always wanted it to be a part of what happens in the North State. And with them, they were from New Mexico. They didn't see that. And so once we had a chance to take over and start making things work, we immediately start reaching out to the community and making it a part.
Well, you know what? Let's just talk about that. That was one of the reasons we wanted to have y'all on, was, you know, Maria's been with us, but Wind River has been a part of our community for 21 years now. And just looking at the 2011-2012, Rancheria Community Fund donations.
We have this wonderful, we went to the State of the Tribe luncheon, and I mean, just, there's so many, outpouring of, love and respect is the word I want to say, of what you help when people reach out their, monies or that you've helped, for instance, the Shasta Historical Society, Trinity Players, University Preparatory School Foundation. It goes down from alphabetical order, all from Anderson, Bernie Junior High School, Douglas City School, City of Reading, Foothill High School Band Boosters, Golden Age Center, Grace Baptist Schools, Grand Oaks Military. So what happens is it's across the board. It's about we, the people, and our community is not about race, religion. It's all together, and that warms our heart here. And that is St. Joseph School. I mean, the list goes on here. I mean, there has to be, 50, 60 things that are more than that. I mean, it goes on and on. Your partnerships that you have.
And this has been going on for years. I mean, how much... Maria, you say this every year, and I should know this, but the total is up in the millions?
Over $2.1 million since
2002, $2.1 million you've given back into the community. Gary?
Yeah, that's direct charity. We also do sponsorships every year as well. We don't include those in the charity numbers, and that's annual. We sponsor anything and everything that will help benefit the community. And so we've just had just about everybody here and there that came, and they don't necessarily have to have their event with us, but we like to help them get the event done.
Well, you know, I see things that where you donate to veterans organizations and veterans events where there's other organizations in town that do not donate to veterans organizations. I find that strange. All are right there. I mean, you're right there up front.
And to me, that's an easy one. I mean, without the veterans, we wouldn't be here today with our freedoms that we all have. So for me, that's just a given. I mean, we should all be supporting our veterans every day.
That type of attitude is what kind of sets you all apart too. And you can see it. I mean, you put your money where your mouth is. And the veterans walk down in
Anderson.
I mean, yeah. A big thing that you all have done.
That was a couple of years back.
Order of the Purple Heart. I know that you all have done so much for the veteran side, which of course warms us, but it's everybody, schools and any type of organization.
Well, we know that we've won the costume for the last couple of years, and our good friend Karen goes just to totally like dresses up. We don't care. Carl's worn wigs and lipstick, and we've done it all.
Remember the lipstick.
You've worn horns glued to your head one year.
I did wear horns.
The idea behind it is that as we're getting ready, we're thinking about what the event is. And so it's so much bigger than the costume. It's a fun event. And Maria, you do such a great job putting it together. And it's always every year we look forward to what it is. But the spirit of the night is that you're announcing who has received some of these wonderful gifts from Wind River. And then one grand prize, or what do you want to call it? The Anderson Walk of Fame was Veterans. Walk. I want to call it the Veterans Walk. Yes, was in Anderson, was given the grand. I don't know how you call it.
The Grand Award.
Grand Award. What's it called?
The Night to Remember
gift. Yes, and so we're always thrilled to be a part of that event. It's just wonderful. Again, so we feel like we're just sitting here going blah blah blah.
I like
it's
to
so
see
exciting.
The hierarchy of the general, the management dancing. Is the last one was watching all of y'all.
It doesn't
out there
get much
dancing,
better than that.
Choreographed by Maria.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Gary Hayward, who is the general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino, is our guest. We're going to talk about what we're seeing here in the future for Wind River when they come back.
Hi, this is Tom Crandall, youth pastor at Bethel Church. I just want to bring an encouraging word to you today and tell you a little story. I go to the juvenile hall here in Reading, talk to the kids and encourage them. And a few months ago I was there and I was praying for some kids, and this girl turns around and looks at me and she says, "I'm going to be a mother. I'm pregnant." And I said, "That's amazing. You're going to be an amazing mom." Afterwards, she walks up to me and she says, "Nobody's ever told me that before. In fact, people have told me the opposite, and that's what I believe. But now I really believe I'm going to be an amazing mother." She's going to walk away from that encounter feeling like I've got what it takes to be an amazing mom, which is exactly what that baby needs. I want to talk to you about heaven's value. How does God see us? How does God see us in the midst of our mistakes, our tragedies, our failures? And I'm thankful for a God who's encouraging, who's loving, who doesn't bail on us or leave us in the midst of tragedy. So I want to encourage you right now, whatever you're going through today, you can know God sees you, He loves you, He values you.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bod, good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning. 36 degrees out there. It's chilly today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. man's last stronghold.
I think you're ready for your high
right
and tight.
There. Yeah, I do. I need a haircut. So I'll be down there this week. I'm back in town. So we'll be going down there and having my head shorn.
A lot of testosterone flying around that place.
Well, I tell you what, this, the wallpaper sometimes just slides off because there's so much in there.
Okay.
Gary, you'd fit right in there, bud.
That's my favorite place to go. I've been going there for 20 years.
There you go. Really? See, you know what? That does not surprise me.
DC, and what do you call him? Tim and the Man in Black.
Yeah, Tim, DC Tim and the Man in Black.
Yeah.
That's right. Gary Hayward is our guest today, general manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. And
Maria Roscoe is still in the room as well.
She's sitting here just watching.
She's saying, I'm going
to
watch. No, you're not. She's telling us things on the side here, which we have to absolutely, we love Maria. I want to share with our listeners that, for instance, in the conversation of the break, we were talking about, in 2013, Wind River and the, state of the, and the Rancheria, they gave 47 organizations around in the North State here in Reading, received funds, 47 organizations. And we always on March 1st, or we love to look forward to
the Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, which is a dress-up affair, when you say dress-up being costumes.
Yep.
And I tell you what, it's going to be March 1st this year, and it's going to be comic books. Well, I can just imagine what's going to happen
there. Heroes of your comic books. Boy, that could be Hulk, Thor.
And it's one of the best parties here in town. Best times you can have dressed up and
10 months for
you
it.
That's right. You can dress up. Nobody knows who you are, so you can just pretty much act out anything you want.
So, do we need to throw down the gauntlet this year?
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Right. We won.
We'll do that on Facebook.
We won 3 years in a row, and then we kind of took a year off because we said, you know, we're just going to take a step back. And we took a step back. People just dissed us. You know, dissed us and say, hey, look what we did. No, we weren't trying. We still got second place here. We weren't trying. Okay, if that's where you want it, okay, here, in your face.
Nice.
Look out for 2013. We are on a mission, folks. Speaking of being on a mission, I just always love that, you know, something comes out of your mouth and you think, hey, that's true. Speaking of being on a mission, Wind River, with the new opening of resort and hotel, how many rooms?
84 rooms. There's probably about 15 different styles of rooms. So if you came and you wanted to stay in a different room every time, you could probably do it 2 weeks. You wouldn't hit the same type of room. Yeah.
So
very unique.
Suites and all different types of rooms? Okay.
About 15% are suites, and that's everything from open, double bay. We got a suite that's almost 1,000 square feet called the Chairman Suite. And every room's nice,
though. Honeymoon.
We have a honeymoon suite as well.
Well, you know what I'm here.
What kind of amenities do y'all have there? I know there's a lot of different things you have. Because you want to make people, once they get in there, not want to leave.
Right. With the hotel, we've actually got a spa as well. And Urban Retreat will be running that spa. A local.
Yes, absolutely. They have a great reputation.
They'll be running that spa. We have the full swimming pool. We've got the arcade for the kids. We've got a new grab-and-go called Creekside Pub and Grill that will be open right adjacent to the hotel itself. So if you just want to grab something real quick or grab a beer, you can do that.
Good idea.
And we've got our restaurant, the Elements, which does a full-service restaurant.
I understand. Yesterday I went in before the tea, and you had a champagne brunch there. It was crowded, and people looked like they were happy. Yes. And your servers were great. And we thought, oh, champagne brunch on Sunday. That's cool.
Awesome. Every Sunday. So,
Sunday. Love that.
And, of course, we have our gaming. And this next year, be prepared for some really, really awesome events, because now that we have the hotel, we can actually put on bigger and better events, because we can actually have people stay, too, for those that are coming to see them.
Yeah, it's going to make it a two-day, three-day event there.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see a lot more of that
this next year.
Well, can you give us an idea without letting things out too far?
Well, we've got some big country events coming that generally we haven't been able to attract because we couldn't afford them with what we had to offer at the time. So some of the names I don't have on me. I wish I did now.
No, that's okay. But that gives us an idea. Some country acts coming in. And
there'll be some
things.
Big concerts that we're going to put together. There's going to be a lot more two-day events as far as the gaming goes, a lot more poker-type events that we haven't been able to do in the past because poker players like to have a couple days.
Yeah, maybe some high-stakes poker going on here.
Definitely. A lot of that's going to be going on. Mostly trying to get things that the North State hasn't been able to get for a while, like the Civic used to put on a lot. That happens currently at the Cascade. We're going to get some of those.
Some of the acts that come through like that? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
More comedy, too, also.
Comedy's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did we're going to do stuff like the tour that we did. What was the redneck tour?
Oh, love it.
Yeah. It was,
get her done. Yeah.
That was the blue collar, or the red collar.
Yeah,
blue
get
collar.
Her done. Yeah, collar, oh, yeah. My gosh. And what's his name? He's always sold out every night. Bill White. What's his last name? The guy
who's good.
Tater. Yeah. Tater. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's got like a cocktail in his hand. He's fabulous.
Yeah. Hey, we're gonna take a break. Before we do, let's go to the phones because Kim Chamberlain's on the line and she's got something big here. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning to Gary and Maria.
Good morning, Kim.
Because I want to just add to what does the Wind River do for the community. They are raising funds right now, month of December, for the charity bingo for the Read Across America. And I like all the veterans and people who love bingo and go play the bingo and add to the fundraising for the Read Across America for the Northern California Veteran Cemetery.
And when's that going to be, Kim?
That's the whole month of the December.
Okay.
I don't know the exact day, but they could call whenever. They were glad to give that information what day they're playing.
When are we going to do the Reads Across America?
That's going to be on December 14, which is coming this Saturday.
This Saturday, that's right.
At 12 noon at the Igo Veteran Cemetery.
Well, again, it's something else that Wind River is helping out with. Again, something for our community, something for the veterans. And I know you've been a prime mover on this for Reese, and it's such a beautiful ceremony and such a great day.
Well, thank you, and I'd like to just thank the Wind River and people who are running it and people who's in it and how generous they were over the year for the veterans' cause.
They are. They really are.
Yes.
Thanks, Kim. You're awesome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much.
You know, she said it. So, you know, Kim is such a sincere person, and she does so much in our community for veterans and in just our community, too. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Redding, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Good morning, welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful ninth day of December. 8:45 in the morning, and we are thrilled with our guests from Wind River. And Gary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Linda.
Yeah.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things.
Pay attention, Carl.
I am. I'm right here. I'm just, you know, the steel trap
mine. Get up on it, buddy.
A steel trap mine that rusted shut over the weekend. From Granite Kitchens to bath over makeovers to forever furniture, and of course the ultimate lucky smoker that is sitting out there in my backyard, unfortunately covered with snow, but it's ready to go. Mike Huber is our builder of choice. I tell you what, does an outstanding job. You want granite? He's an artist. Give him a call at 241-7866. Redid our kitchen. It looks
yeah,
great.
That's fine.
Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866.
Well, we're talking at the break. Of course, there's always some great juice that goes on at the break. And go ahead.
Gary Hayward. Hayward, who is our general manager of the Wind River Resort and Casino. And one of our bloggers came in and said, my time on the board for the Shasta Junior Wolves football program had many, many kids in our program thanks to the sponsorship of the Rancheria. Thank you. Thanks to your funding, many kids participated and otherwise would not have been able to. So.
Awesome.
Yeah, there's little things that people don't realize that without you all, there's a lot of things that wouldn't happen around here. And sometimes people fixate on the wrong things.
Exactly. And, you know, that was something the council has always been made a priority, is giving back to the community and making sure that we were a part of the community. And so that's really the fun part of what we do. It really is, because it just keeps growing and growing and growing, and you get to hear stories like that continually, and it's awesome, you know.
So part of what
sometimes you need to hear them though. Sometimes people don't realize
it's nice
it.
To hear
it.
You know,
that was cool.
You'll see something written that,
yeah,
and you go, well, that's not exactly true, or right, that's not even close to being true. And it's kind of like, and then you know, but then you get you know an opportunity to see where people say thank you.
Yes.
So Gary, you know, one of the things that we'd like to share with our listeners too, and you can help shine a light on that, is with all of the employees and the people that are involved with Wind River, you are a strong advocate of higher education, keeping your body fit. Can you share some of that with what you try to instill within the people of Wind River?
And
what do you want to call it, the state? What is it? The body of Wind River? How would you, explain that to us?
Well, you know, I like to look at it as we're trying to set an example. I mean, our mission is to provide premier gaming and entertainment with the highest level of service for our guests, employees, and tribal members. That's our mission. At the end of the day, in order to do our mission right and have our vision fulfilled, you know, we wanted to make sure everybody was healthy, but they also, if they wanted to, got an education that maybe they didn't have a chance to before. So if our managers want, we pay 100% of their AA degree, 75% of their bachelor's program, and 50% of their master's program.
Wow.
If they're interested. We have a great fitness program. It's called the Wind Fit program. And there's a weight side for those of the people who really don't like to exercise a lot and who feel like they're already in shape. And then there's the side where there's a competition, and it's an actual fitness competition. And there's tons of prizes given out throughout this process.
So what you're doing is you're encouraging people to stay fit because, frankly, in the long run, it's better for you all. If your people are fit, they're healthy, they're happier.
And their minds are exercised.
Yes.
Like that, too. So you're exercising both their body and their intellect.
Yes. And it's really turned out really well. I mean, there's a lot of people who otherwise wouldn't have thought of doing it, and they're actually loving it. Mm. And we provide a gym membership in town as well with that. So,
oh yeah,
fantastic.
That's super.
Well, that's just smart. Well,
and then the clinic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Tell us about the clinic.
Talk a little bit about that.
That's been awesome because prior to the clinic expanding and opening here, local, right around the corner, actually, we weren't able to accommodate our staff because the capacity wasn't there. And with the new one, our entire staff has access now. So all the employees of Ready Ranch.
All
right
the
now
employees.
Have yes. And we also.
They just have to be employee of.
Of the Ready Ranch Rio.
Of the Ready Ranch Rio.
Yeah, so it's okay. Approximately 700 and some odd employees now have access to that system, which is an awesome clinic to go to. We actually are self-insured for our first year. We're into a self-insurance mode, which is nice, especially with everything that's going on. able to determine our own benefits moving forward. And if anything, we've increased our benefits and it costs less. So.
I hate to ask this question. Are you exempt from Obamacare?
No.
Okay.
No, we're not. I wish we were.
Can we please be? Can we? What do we have to do to be? I want to be employed by.
Yeah,
we're starting our own little program here. It's called
Fantastic.
Buy a bandage.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break. Before we do that, though, let's go to the phone. Commander Gibson. Good morning,
sir. Good morning.
Good morning. Both of you. I don't know if you've been down by Barrel Court off of South Bonneville to the barn that's all lit up and the houses around it. But last night, Norm Hoskins and I went down and spent 2 hours ringing the bell for Salvation Army. The man that owns the place has dedicated this entire, and has done it for 4 years, any proceeds, and he does not gain a thing out of this. Any proceeds go to the Salvation Army. And we had, even though it was a school night, we had quite a few cars come by and nice donations, little kids, we give them a candy cane and so forth. And we're going to be down there again on Tuesday night, but from 6 to 8. But there's somebody down there every night taking the money. And it's one of the major fundraisers for the Salvation Army, and it's something to see. And I challenge all the veterans in Shasta County or the North State to go by. We had quite a few people drop change in, and that's wonderful. It all spends. And I would deeply appreciate it if maybe you, Carl, you and Linda could sort of add on to this every once in a while, but it's off of South Bonneville. You turn right, then right, and you'll see all the lights on the bar. But it's something to see, even if you can't donate. Well, it's beautiful.
I tell you what, Commander, what we'll do is we'll talk about it every day, and we'll stop by there ourselves, too. And thank you so much for what you do for our community, sir.
Well, it's something, as I say, one of the major fundraisers for the Salvation Army, especially at this time with Christmas coming and people out of work and so forth. So you guys have a nice day, a Merry Christmas. I always love to talk with you and see you.
Thank you, sir. Us too. Thank you very much. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Gary Hayward, General Manager, Wind River Resort and Casino is our guest. We're talking about, isn't it amazing here in this season of giving? Everybody is out wanting to help those with that have less. And
that's the season, and, the spirit of the season.
Wind River is right into the middle of that.
All year long.
We'll be right back.
Living in a lonely world, he took me out.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are: a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. I'd like to invite you to support a Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas, December 1st from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, held at the Reading Senior Citizens Hall next to the Elks Lodge here in Reading. We'll be sending packages to deployed military personnel and post-9/11 military families here in Northern California. The cost is $15 per adult. Children under 12 are free. We'll have a live band, dinner, and a wonderful night of packing boxes for our military personnel and their families. Drop-off locations are at North Valley Bank Loan Center at Cypress and Hilltop or at Jones Fort. For more information, you can contact myself, Rob Burrows, at 378-2280 or Treva Gebhardt at 945-9536. Sponsored by Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460
well,
Free Fire Radio.
Back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our last segment here. 36 degrees today. It's going to be cold. Get down to low 30s tonight. Our guest is Gary Hayward, General Manager, Wind River Resort and Casino. And we were talking about the financial impact that Wind River has on our area here, and we've got.
Well, not you are the sixth largest private employer in Shasta in Trinity County.
Wow.
Okay, that's
Shasta
pretty cool.
And Trinity.
Yeah. Shasta and Trinity, and you've just employed 45 new people for the hotel and spa.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk
a little
bit.
It takes you well over 600 people, and then you've got. Working for the tribe.
So let's talk about the salaries and the benefits, payroll and taxes and vendor payments that Wind River puts out. And of course, along with that, I don't understand, is there, the rancheria and the tribe, they're separate, but they're one.
Yeah, it's all the same. So the Reading Rancheria actually is made up of three different tribal affiliations that were all settled at the rancheria. So everything is Reading Rancheria, including the casino. The casino is just Wind River Casino DBA. I mean, Reading Rancheria DBA, right. Wind River Casino.
Okay.
Okay. But for the totals for everything, for the, how much that you all are putting back into our area here. The totals for salaries, benefits, payroll taxes, vendor payments, $156 million.
Yeah. And it's actually going up this year because that doesn't include the additional 45 people that we staff.
Right, and this doesn't even go into how much you just also donate.
No.
Things. This is just basic stuff.
Right.
And the $2.1 million you've done since 2002.
Yes.
In the last 14 years. Gosh, we run out of time. Gary, thanks
been
for coming
awesome.
By.
I would like to hear the mission statement again because I think a mission statement is very important. And when we have people come in sometimes that are doing business with us, here at KCNR 1460, we ask them, well, what's your mission statement? And they look at you like, what? No, make a personal mission statement. So I like that you have this mission statement that's concise and clear, and it's, what, three lines. So share again your mission statement.
It's to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality to our with exemplary customer service to our guests, employees, and tribal members.
And you're doing it. You're doing it.
You know what? We'd like to thank you for a lot of things. for how much you all play in the community. Marine Corps Ball, we held it there. So I'm just, that's near, of course, near and dear to my heart. And you all did a special job to host the ball there. And
it's a huge honor for us. Too.
Well,
and the food
I tell you
was
what,
good.
It was obvious that you all wanted to do this, but I see so many other things happening there too. So good luck. And I can't wait for this year, and I can't wait for the big dinner to see what we're going to come as a comic book hero.
You have some new venues that are coming to you next year. Quickly share with us what's happening in February.
February?
The Logging Conference.
Oh, the Logging Conference. Yeah, sorry.
That's right. I was like, okay, what? Yeah. No, that's huge.
No, that's going to be great.
That's going to be wonderful.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Gary Hayward, General Manager of Wind River Resort and Casino. Hey, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And I'll keep this world from dragging me.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. All roads lead to South Africa for dozens of world leaders headed to the country for tomorrow's memorial service for Nelson Mandela. Close to 100 VIPs will attend. President Obama will lead the U.S. delegation.
Just a few months removed from his summer visit to South Africa, the president is returning again, this time to pay a final tribute to Mandela, one of his personal heroes. And this time, Mr. Obama will be joined by all of the living U.S. presidents in Johannesburg, except for George H.W. Bush, who is no longer able to travel long distances. Separately, about two dozen U.S. lawmakers will also be attending.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. At airports from Texas to New England, the story is the same. Travelers stranded by wintry weather. Chase Williams was supposed to be on a Southwest Airlines flight, but instead, he's stuck in Baltimore.
They canceled both of the morning flights to Nashville and not finding a